If the Philadelphia Orchestra ever had an orchestral dynasty, its name is DePasquale. But Francesca DePasquale, a 26-year-old violinist, told the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns how she's forging her own path as a soloist, and what that takes.
Is it your imagination, or do you immediately hear the famous Philadelphia Orchestra sound in Francesca DePasquale? Her parents, Gloria and the late William DePasquale, have embodied the sound as much as anybody during their years in the orchestra, so how could even an independent-minded daughter avoid it?
That's just the sound I heard around me all the time, and so that has to have an influence, I think. I think I've made it my own, but I think you absolutely hear the influence of that. It's a very sort of sculpted in the string kind of approach with the bow. There's always a presence of core. I really hope that it's never just the sound in and of itself, that it's a means to a larger purpose of expression.
Recording her recital program under first-class circumstances was made possible by a 2014 Leonore Annenberg Fellowship. But this graduate of the Colburn and Juilliard schools had to assemble the project herself. Same thing with the recital tour. A few hundred emails yielded 8 engagements, which she considered a victory.
Probably the more discouraging moments were simply when I felt like, okay, I really just want to be practicing. but I consider it, what a fantastic learning experience. And I think that even if I get to the point where someone else is helping me with these details, I think that young artists need to know what goes into all of this.
She just landed a teaching gig at Rutgers University, but it's still not the most stable life, and the benefits are courtesy of Obamacare. Her cellist mother, Gloria DePasquale, counseled her on these realities.
It had to be something that I loved and that I wanted for myself.
And can you hear that in her playing, too?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.